Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Croswell-Lexington School District is seeking a new Board of Education member. At the April meeting, Board of Education President Russell Nowiski, who has been a Board of Education member for about 7 years, turned in his letter of resignation, which will be effective Sunday, May 12th. In the meantime, the Board of Education has issued notices that it is seeking a candidate to join the board. A candidate must live within the Croswell-Lexington School District and be at least 18 years of age. Interested candidates need to submit a letter of interest and Board of Education applicant questionnaire to Dennis Gardner, Board of Education Vice President, Croswell-Lexington Community Schools, 5407 East Peck Road, Croswell, Michigan, 48422. For more information or a copy of the board questionnaire, call the central office at 810-679-1002. The deadline to apply is by 1 p.m. Friday, May 10th. Whoever is selected will serve on the board until the November 5th election, and they can also run as a candidate during that election. There will be some sidewalk work done in the coming weeks in the village of Cass City. The village received 4 bids to do 979 feet of sidewalk work through the village. The work includes the worst areas of sidewalk along Maple Street, Huron Street, Woodland, a section on Main Street near the Taco Bell, among other areas, plus many areas where sidewalk was removed and not replaced from past water and sewer work, explained Village President Debbie Powell. The council approved Dean Alexander Concrete's bid of $40,530 to do the work. According to Powell, the company's low bid will leave some funds in case there is any emergency sidewalk that needs to be done. And we'll be back with more for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some U.S. universities with weekend graduation ceremonies are taking steps to contain any disruptions amid tension over the Israel-Hamas war. The University of Michigan says staff and security officers are ready to respond. It says interfering with commencement will not be considered free speech. Indiana University is designating protest zones outside graduation venues. Northeastern University in Boston is holding its commencement at Fenway Park a week after a pro-Palestinian encampment was removed and nearly 100 protesters were arrested. Students booed and yelled "Free Palestine" while the University of Utah president spoke at Thursday night's commencement. An experimental F-16 fighter jet has taken Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall on a history-making flight controlled by artificial intelligence and not a human pilot. Kendall said he came out of Thursday's flight in California, witnessed by the Associated Press, confident enough in AI's capabilities that he would trust it to fire weapons. The flight is serving as a public statement of confidence in the future role of AI in air combat. The military is planning to use the technology to operate an unmanned fleet of 1,000 aircraft. Arms control experts and humanitarian groups are concerned that AI might one day be able to take lives autonomously and are seeking greater restrictions on its use. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.